From 88.5 KNKX, the threat of a strike by school bus drivers in Seattle has many parents anxious. Now, the union that represents the drivers is calling on the Seattle School Board to put pressure on their vendor to resolve the labor dispute. More from 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
The school bus drivers belong to Teamsters Local 174. Their employer is called First Student, which is owned by a British bus and rail company and has contracts across the U.S. for a school bus service. About 400 school bus drivers in Seattle belong to the union, and they voted to authorize a strike. They say the reason is that First Student hasn't negotiated fairly or presented a decent health insurance plan. Abraham Taylor is a senior business agent with Teamsters 174. He told the Seattle School Board that they have power because they hold the contract and that they should intervene to help the two sides reach an agreement.
You can look at these drivers and say, I'm not your employer. I can't do anything about this. But that is an abdication of responsibility that we will not accept. You can do something about this, and you need to.
Taylor says none of the drivers wants to strike because of the turmoil it would cause the kids and their families. Deputy Superintendent Stephen Nielsen says officials have told First Student that the district cares deeply about the drivers and their working conditions. A spokeswoman for First Student declined to comment on the specifics of negotiations. She says the company is in ongoing talks with the union and more sessions are scheduled. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.